I found something.
What is it?
A series of three holes in a horizontal line, spaced about 12 inches from each other.
How big are the holes?
Only big enough to get my hand into.
When I went scuba diving, the dive masters told us never to stick our hands into the holes in coral. Moray eels lived there.
I was thinking there might be spiders up here, but I understand what you're saying.
You think there's any other way to do this?
Have you found anything else?
No.
Neither have I. Yes, I think this must be it.
I don't suppose you can see anything by looking in.
I didn't stick my eye right up to the opening, but I tried to squint and see. Nothing.
Figures.
I'm going to do it, Anya. I have to stick my hand in one of these holes and see what happens.
Which one is it?
Hold on. Okay, I think I know which one.
You think?
I know.
That's better. Which one?
The middle one.
Good luck, Ken.
Thanks. Here I go. It's deep.
Just be careful.
There's something in here.
Pull your hand out, Ken. Ken, have you been bitten? I can run back and get help. I'll go get somebody.
Anya.
Yes?
I think I have the Vajra.
As soon as the words registered, Anya felt like screaming. But she didn't, because the next thing she knew, the entire room was filled with brilliant golden white light. When she finally managed to blink her way back to full vision, Anya saw that they were in a large room surrounded by roughly 20 monks, including Eiji. All of the monks smiled, but Eiji's smile was larger than any other.
You found it.
Yes.
Anya looked at the golden Vajra. Ken handed it to her.
I couldn't have found it without your help.
Anya took the Vajra and found it heavier than she'd expected. It lay across her palm, roughly 6 inches long, with 5 prongs at either end, curving in toward the center. Ornate metalwork adorned the length of it. Just holding it, Anya felt as though she might be powerful enough to rule the world. She handed it back to Ken.
This belongs to you and the Yumega Kure Ru.
Eiji, thank you all very much for your service in the protection of this relic. My family and I thank you most sincerely for your time and devotion to its protection.
He bowed low, and Eiji and his monks returned the bow.
You found it without too much hardship.
There were a few times I thought we might not reach it.
The labyrinth was designed to only let those through who could trust their instincts and know that they would be safe no matter what appearances presented themselves.
Not an easy lesson.
As evidenced by the dead who have tried before. Speaking of which...
Yes?
There's a corpse back in the room before this one. You might want to take care of it.
One thing before you do that.
You want to know if I lied to you when you asked if I knew how to defeat the labyrinth?
You could have just brought us to this room, and we could have gotten it much more easily than we did.
I did know about the existence of this room. In fact, we all do. But it would do no good for you to have forced me here. The Vajra can only be retrieved going the route you traveled. Trying to force it out the back way would have had terrible consequences.
Like what?
This monastery is built over a fault line, and whoever designed the labyrinth made sure that any fraudulent attempts to get it would result in a massive cave-in that would kill everyone in the mountain and forever trap the Vajra under tons of rock.
Sounds fair.
I will have somebody take care of the body. I imagine that must have been a big surprise.
Something like that.
Ah, you must be tired and hungry. We will celebrate the return of the heir to the Yumagakure Ru with a feast.
I don't think so.
You? What the hell are you doing here?
Nice to see you again, Miss Creed.
Nezuma, you didn't get enough of me at the Budokan tournament?
Oh, I had plenty of you there. I imagine you're healed up nicely now. I'm sure you understand. Just a friendly match and all.
That doesn't explain you being here, though.
Doesn't it?
I assume you want the Vajra.
How quickly you forget our arrangement.
What arrangement?
If you like, I can come over there and whisper in your ear the way I did in your hotel room.
That was you?
Of course.
If you weren't holding that gun, I'd knock your teeth down the back of your throat.
No, you'd try to do that. And of course you'd end up getting your ass handed to you the way I did it back at the Budokan.
I drew blood too, Nezuma. Don't forget that.
Every dog has a day. You are bound to get lucky once or twice. I wouldn't bank on that saving your life today.
Anya caught a subtle movement out of the corner of her eye. One of Aiji's monks moved.
No!
The monk was already dead. Nezuma shook his head and looked at Aiji.
That was a very stupid thing to do, old man.
My fate has already been decided. It makes no difference what you do.
Is that so?
Aiji!
Stop it! Enough! You only want the Vajra!
Give me that, ninja!
You spit that word like it's an insult!
It is! Your kind have no honor!
Ken, Aiji's dead! He killed him!
There's honor in killing unarmed monks and old men?
And lots of other people. I'm very good at it.
Proud, too. What's so special about this Vajra that you would come here and cause so much destruction?
The Dorje was given to your family by my family.
I don't believe you.
I don't care. It's the truth. I am the last in the Taishi family line, and that Dorje belongs to me.
It was a gift to the Yumagakure-ru for the service they rendered to your family? What makes you think you have the right to reclaim it?
Because you relinquished it to these monks. You took what was an incredibly potent gift and hid it in a mountain.
For the good of mankind.
Rubbish! You hid it here because you were afraid of using it. You knew you didn't have the honor and power to wield such a magnificent thing. And rather than give it back, you couldn't admit your weakness and chose to hide it here instead.
I have no idea what my ancestors might have thought, except that they believed it might be used for evil purposes.
Cowards!
Oh? And what would you do with this?
That's none of your concern.
That's not quite true. Since I hold the Vajra, it's in my best interest to know what you do with it.
It isn't your best interest to hand that over to me right now before I kill you. There is nothing else you should be concerned with.
And I'm to believe that you'll let us live if I hand it over? I think we both know that's not going to happen.
I never said I wouldn't kill you, but I'll make it quick and relatively painless if you hand it over right now.
I can't do that.
Anya closed her eyes for a second. She could see the sword. She reached for it and felt her hands close around the hilt. Anya trusted her instincts and swung her sword down in front of Ken. The bullet hit the blade. Anya swung for Nezuma's gun. She swept up and tried to cut back down, but Nezuma deflected with his gun. Nezuma stopped and aimed his gun at Anya. She wiped blood from her cheek where he had backhanded her with his gun.
Now what exactly just happened there?
Nothing. It was an optical illusion.
Could it be that I'll gain not one but two magical items today to help me in my conquests? How amazing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
If I were you, I would somehow find a way to get that sword back right now. Or else I will shoot you dead and not care about the sword at all. After all, once I get the Dorje, I won't need anything else anyway.
Anya closed her eyes. She could see the sword back where it belonged. She wrapped her hands around it, but it wouldn't move.
I can't get it out now.
And why not?
I don't know.
Well, in that case, I don't really have much use for you anymore, do I?
Nezuma!
My hand. You'll pay for this. Enough of this! You're all dead!
Anya closed her eyes and tried to get to the sword again, but it still wouldn't budge. Ken was moving too fast to track, but Nezuma had dodged his shuriken. Ken closed the distance and kicked out at Nezuma's leg, using it to bridge the distance and come in, bringing the Vajra down hard on the bridge of Nezuma's nose. Nezuma swept back, ducking as Ken attempted to gain an armbar on Nezuma. Nezuma righted himself and jerked his gun up, trying to aim it at Ken's head.
Ken!
Nezuma sank on his knees. He looked at his chest and the blossoming crimson stain on his shirt. He brought his hand over his chest and looked at it in disbelief when it came away red.
Who has done this?
Me.
Anya looked at the door. A woman stood there, caked in dark blood and grime. But the terrible gun she held looked deadly enough.
Shuko?
Hello, Master.
Anya watched the shock wash over Nezuma's face. Despite the gunshot wound, he still managed to pull himself up.
I thought you were...
Dead? I'm sure you wish I was. But fortunately, I took some precautions back in the circulation caves to ensure my own survival. A little body armor and some latex makeup can work wonders. Not that you cared to try to help me, even if it had been real.
I would have come.
Oh, please. You left me for dead willingly. And it's been apparent for a while now that you've been planning to kill me anyway. You almost did at the Ryokan.
You let us fail. You were in charge of following them from the train, and you lost them.
Deliberately. If Kenichi and the woman spotted us, then they might just get complacent enough to not spot the real team I had in place. The one that allowed me to stage the attack on their Ryokan.
This makes no sense. That attack was carried out by the Onagawa Gobi.
It was?
Of course it was. I needed to make it look like we wanted you both dead. I sacrificed several good men in the process. But sometimes that is the price you must pay.
My God!
Oh, did you get it?
What is it?
All this time, I heard the rumors, but I never believed them, of course. Who would? It was you.
Yes.
Who is she?
She's the Oyabun, the head of the Onigawagumi Yakuza clan.
Utterly ridiculous. She is merely my pupil, albeit a fine one. She had nevertheless betrayed me. Utterly ridiculous. An Oyabun nonsense.
You were always far too concerned with appearances and traditions to allow yourself to see what was truly happening after you plucked me from the slums. As I learned, I also schemed.
I should have let the rats eat you.
Maybe. But I used my training and resources to start what will soon be the most powerful crime syndicate on the planet. Already my emissaries are reaching out to like-minded organizations all over the world. Soon we will use our networks to rule crime like never before.
Anya closed her eyes and saw the sword resting there.
But you would never have let me live to see my own destiny. That's why I took matters into my own hands.
I might have killed you at the Ryokan. Where would your grandiose plans have been then?
You would have died in another second had you not released me. There was a sniper resting his crosshairs on your head, just waiting for me to give him the signal. Miss Creed, I must say it's been a pleasure seeing you travel with Ken and help him in his quest for the Vajra. It's not often I feel admiration towards another woman, but you have certainly earned my respect.
Thanks.
It's a shame I'll have to kill you.
Couldn't we talk this over?
Anya inched her way toward Ken.
Don't do that. It might make my trigger finger jump before I'm ready. So, you heard the rumors then?
People said the Oyabun was a woman, but I didn't believe it. My own stupidity, I suppose.
Would it have changed anything?
No. The Vajra belongs to the Yumagakure Ru and no one else.
Pity. I thought we might make an alliance. I could use someone to train my men in the ways of the ninja.
Kill me now, Shuko. I want to hear no more of this dishonorable talk.
Such hypocrisy. You claim to hold the traditions of Japan sacred, that you wish for the old world Bushido ways, and yet you would use the Vajra to further your own criminal agenda. But have it your way.
Nezuma twitched once on the floor and didn't move again. Shuko turned her attention back to the monks.
Go. I have no quarrel with you. You're free to leave.
The monks filed out of the room, leaving Anya and Ken behind. Ken shifted slightly, palming the Vajra. Shuko looked at her watch.
Waiting for something?
Shuko just smiled.
You sent them to their deaths.
My men were anxious to kill after the harsh beating you two put on them the other night. To say they're anxious to meet you and avenge their comrades is a bit of an understatement.
Just what do you think the Vajra will do for you? Do you know anything about it?
Do you?
Not a damn thing. I was looking forward to seeing what it could do.
Well, unfortunately for you, I'll be taking that now.
Anya felt sick thinking about all the monks who had just been slaughtered. She felt waves of rage wash over her, and she closed her eyes. The sword rested in front of her. All she had to do was grab it.
I don't think so.
She opened her eyes and saw Ken holding the Vajra aloft. He looked different somehow. The relic began to glow. Anya snapped her eyes shut and grabbed the sword. She opened her eyes and threw the sword across the room. The blade hissed through the air as the Vajra shot beams of light. Beams of light shot out of the Vajra and into Shuko. Anya's sword slammed into her midsection. Shuko stood transfixed at the rear wall. Her gun lay on the floor. She looked down at Anya's sword jutting out of her chest. She slumped over, dead. The Vajra's glow started to fade.
Wow.
Ken brought his hand down with the Vajra in it and turned it over in his hand.
That was certainly something.
How did you do that?
I have no idea. I don't know. Made it happen, I guess.
Well, whatever you did, it certainly worked.
Look.
Anya turned and saw one of the monks standing in the doorframe. The rest were behind him, alive and well. The monk bowed low and smiled.
You are all right?
Yes. It's good to see you and your brothers intact.
When she let us go, it seemed fairly obvious what would be waiting for us out there. Her men stood no chance, and staging the massacre seemed like a good idea.
She certainly fell for it.
What will you do now?
Honestly, I'd like to go home. Is there any easier way out of here than how we came in? Oh, and Anya, are you ready to get going?
Just one second.
She walked over to Shuko and slid her sword out of Shuko's corpse. Holding it in both hands, she closed her eyes and returned the sword to its resting place. When she opened her eyes again, both Ken and the monk were staring.
Someday you'll have to teach me how you do that.
Just as soon as I figure the whole thing out myself.